Today's learning from the initial assembly, which I'm showing Mesha and the Neil Rifka best Mesha is here. It's responsible for Shalima. Time Mesha Shiva Malka. Second. Oh, we're back on. Time Shiva Malka and Baruch Basar Malka, but Kitzma Pegadim, and it's just for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding in Simon Reish Lamed Hey. We started Sif Aleph. For those looking inside, we're on page Kufman Pass on the bottom. On the top, I'm sorry. And we're discussing over here, when is the Zman Kriya Shema? And we said that it has to be after Tzeis. If you learned it before, you have to relearn it again. Says the Bechaber, V'im HaTzibur Makdimen Likres Kriya Shema B'Vayidiyayim. If the Tzibur davens Kriya Shema before nighttime. So basically, like we said, they daven Meir before Tzeis. Yikri Ma'im Kriya Shema. You should read Kriya Shema with the tzibur, ubi'afesa, with their brachas, v'yispa'li imoim, and yishadamim with them. And then, kishyegi azman, when it comes to zman of kriyashma, meaning after tzeisekechavim, kaira kriyashma b'loi brachas, you say kriyashma without a bracha. Says the Ramah, umiyu layachse v'yispa'li b'layla, don't daven again, afal pisha tzibur makdimun harba, even though the lefnei alayla, even if the tzibur is davening way before nighttime, in other words, like we said, one of those communities that they daven from Plaga Mincha, you do not daven again. Ela imkain hu ragol bishar preshus v'chasidus the oz le mischazik yehari michei achse yispal, because then it doesn't look like you're showing off. So again, this goes back to what we learned earlier, this concept of davening a tefillas nedava, but that only works for very, very special people. But for the Hamayinam, we don't do tefillas nedava, and therefore we should not daven again. We daven Meir with the tzibur with minyan beforehand, if that's our option, and then comes after Teis Kechavim, you daven, you say Kriya Shema again. So let's see, it's a little bit of a long Mishavur here. Let's see if we can get through it today. Says the Mishavur of Imat Tzibur, the tzibur davens earlier. They do this because they have to. If they would wait, there would not be a minyan. Because it's difficult for everyone to gather together again. There's many of the Amaratsim, but they don't have a mitzibah, they won't have them at all. They rely on Rabbi Yehuda. That hold they rely on review that we went through this at length a week ago, and therefore they daven earlier. It's okay to do that. The kibin it's considered nighttime. Therefore, they would also read Kriya Shema. Afshu the loy kehilchas the life or the regular paiskin. Even though most of the paiskin hold, you cannot do Kriya Shema then. Yikrimam Kriya Shema. You should read Kriya Shema with them. V'lo yechaven as lot says yidei chayvus Kriya Shema. Don't have in mind to be yotze the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Kiyim b'kriya shliya shikar achekach bezmana only with the Kriya Shema that you would do. Later. Now, why shouldn't you have in mind? This is very important. So, if you're davening, let's say we're making early Shabbos, we're davening Kriya Shema before the Zman, and then we're going to learn Kriya Shema again. So, now we know we cannot be Yotze the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema before the Zman. Says Ramacha, if I would have in mind to be Yotze the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema when I daven in the 6 o'clock minyan on Erev Shabbos, I'm over about Taisif because there's no Kriyav of Kriya Shema then. So, I'm creating this new Mitzvah. I'm having in mind I want to be Yotze the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So you have to have in mind that I'm not being yaitz of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. I'm only going to be yaitz of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema after Tzeis Kechavim. Ubi achesel v'yispal imayim, you do it with the brachas. Why? Kedei lismach gula l'tvila. That we remember we learned that part of the davening is that we're supposed to be saimach gula to tvila. Therefore, you have to say the brachas with the mayor. V'gam l'spal imatziba, you want to daven with dominion. Ukshagi azman kair, when it comes so says the Mishabur that Meikadin, if I'm only doing this to be Yitz of the Mitzvah Kriya Shema, really all I have to do is the first two parshas. Kivin Shitzki Yitzis Mitzrayim Basic Nessus. I was already Yitz mentioning Yitzis Mitzrayim. The Nay, the Lini Kriya Shema, Lo Yitz of his Azman, even though it was not Yitz of Kriya Shema, Mishin Dakati, Lazman Shkribahu. Remember, we're splitting hairs over here. Myriv, I said I'm Yitz. So it's nighttime. However, Kriya Shema, it's not about nighttime. Kriya Shema is about Zman Shchiva. Before Tzeis is not Zman Shchiva, so I wasn't Yotze. This chiyuv that I have to mention Kriya Shema, yoytze b'zman. I am yoytze. Says the Mishabura that technically, right, so in Kriya Shema, is the part of B'shafel Kumecha, which is in the first two parshas, and is the part of Schiris Yitzis Mitzrayim, which is at the end. So technically, says the Mishabura, I only, when I did Ma'ariv before Tzeis, and I was yoytze Ma'ariv, I was yoytze Schiris Yitzis Mitzrayim. At night, I was not yoytze saying Kriya Shema and Zman Shchiva. So therefore, it's enough with the first two parashas. However, Ava Pshagas Arya Harif, he goes through at length to Masik the year of Shema Yesh Leizor Likras Kol Shal is parashas of Kriya Shema Achas Seis Gechavim. Though even though Meikai Din would be enough to do just the first two parashas, we shouldn't do that. But when I'm relaying Kriya Shema after the Zman, I should relay all three parashas. What do? We do Kriya Shema Beloy Brachas. The Ankedai Lismach Alekriya Shakar Amitas. So he says to Mishabura, why do I have to go ahead? I come home and the second it turns says, I say, oh, let's learn Kriya Shema. Why do I have to do that? Why don't I just rely on the Kriya Shema that I do when I go to sleep? I feel him in Hagei Likras Kol Shalish Parshias. Let's say your meaning is to say all three Parshias before you go to sleep. You have to have in mind that you're being Yaitse the Mitzvah Sase of reading Kriya Shema, the Elba Simon Samach, like we said in Simon Samach. The truth is that most of us, when we're laying Kriya Shema by night, we're not having in mind L'shem, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. We just want to make sure that we're protected at night from the mazikin. And that's the why we're laying the Kriya Shema at night, when we go to sleep. So therefore, he says, don't not laying Kriya Shema, because we really generally at that time is not what we're having in mind. And therefore, better learn Kriya Shema separately, have in mind to be Yotz Mitzvah Saseh of reading Kriya Shema, and then, when you go to sleep, have your mind what you have regularly. V'oy, Shafilin, name of the Ein Tzarech Kavana, let's say, Mitzvah Saseh, even you're telling me that I don't really need to have Kavana, Tzarech Al-Kavanim, Kavana Saleh, L'Kalabel, all of Olmach Shemai B'Moira. When you read Kriya Shema, as we learned when we learned in the morning, We need to have in mind when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekeinu Hashem Echad, we have to have in mind that I'm being mekabel ol malchus shemayim. Uba oisa shah shal amitas say emichabel is that you're lying on your bed. That's not what you're having in mind. Behine bizmanein and agarei b'yom likrish kriyishma l'spal achatzeis kachavik adin. Most of the people are noyik to learn kriyishma after tzeis. Miu be'ezem ekaimis v'atim ksias yeshadayim minig hayashen shaspal and take avach mincha. There are some places that still daven ma'ariv right after mincha. Afshu mi'oyvim k'tzas, even though it's not completely night. Those that daven in this place, yira lachzer likrish kriyishma b'giyazman. You have to make sure, be careful, relearn kriyishma. Ulefachas yira likrish kol parashias amitasa. At a minimum, read all the parashias when you go to sleep. Kedin, yechav and lotzim say amitzah asay shal kriyishma. And have in mind to be yotze the mitzvah asay of reading kriyishma. Now, by, of course, if you're davening Ma'ariv after Tzeis, you should also have this in mind that when you read the Kriya Shema, that I'm having in mind to be Yaitz of the Mitzvah Sasei of reading Kriya Shema. Ube'ezim ha'kaim, it's yesh min hagam shavasikim ein akarim Kriya Shema matzibah, elishoyskim atchman esra, those extra erlicha people, they don't read Kriya Shema if they're davening earlier. Umespali ma'im, they daven chman esra, umamtina nachat tvila atzeis kechav, and they wait after davening until after Tzeis. V'karim Kriya Shema v'chaseo, they're not worried about them not being simultaneous to Gula Tfila, but Chay Minig is a Niskib Divra Kadmainen. This Minig is mentioned in the early Paiskim, I'm Beis Yosef, I'm Ash Ksavni Lel, Basim Reish Lamed Gimel, Sif Alev, Bishabru. But Asher Mespal, Bizmanig, Betsiba praises the one who Davin's Meyer Bizmanig. Davin after Tzeis, he says, I'm Ash Ksavni Be Alocha, Bishem and Maisarab. The building guard was also Makbet to Davin. Ma'ariv after Tzeis. U'mi'u lo yachza, I am v'yarlacha. We do not repeat the brachas. Makdimim. So then, he said those who daven, that those who daven ma'ariv early, so Mishabru repeats what we already learned earlier in Reish Lamed Gimel. Askamas ha'paiskim, the paiskim all agree, dal kaponim, ein lo lakdimi yaisu plaga mincha. You can have not daven ma'ariv before plaga mincha. V'mehigdim lo yotze. If you daven ma'ariv before plaga mincha, you're not yotze at all. You got to daven again. You got to redo everything. If you're doing it from plaga mincha, make sure you daven mincha prior to plaga. We did this already, so we'll move through it quickly. Davening mincha and ma'ariv after plaga, that's a tata desastre, and you shouldn't do that. The Ozloi Mechzak Yairis, he said, that unless somebody is somebody who's ruggled with precious with chassidus, he can daven ma'ariv again, right? He warns us, although I told you that davening ma'ariv again, that's mechzik yahira, looks like you're showing off, but relaying Kriya Shema after this man, that's not considered showing off. Delaying Kriya Shema, kamat kol ha'poiskim askim, almost all the poiskim agreed this man even with teisik echavim. You didn't do Kriya Shema at all, so that's not considered showing off. Kazar achorin, emisha noyig likris Kriya Shema l'sval b'tzibah b'tzmanoy, those that are the minik to daven Kriya Shema and daven and say Kriya Shema b'tzmanoy, meaning after teis, ukshahoya b'tzibah shekoyrim u'mespal v'boid yoyim, toyer v'hisla v'ichas Kriya Shema, he made a mistake and he started early. Yigma brachas my kriyish match. Shmoyne esker l'shayir brachal v'tali. He has to finish it, and so it shouldn't be brachal v'tali. Avol shmoyne esker l'yispali moim. If that's your meaning to wait, then you can wait. Ukshigi is my kriyish match. Yikra kriyish match v'loy brachas. Say kriyish match again. V'yispali matziba, and you can daven and you daven then with the tziba. Afagav the achshav ain a soy mechula l'tvila. The tvila b'zmanay odav mismichas gula l'tvila. If you have a choice of tvila b'zmanay or being Simach to Gula to Tvila, the Tvila Bezmano is more important. Okay, so I think we have the picture. The bottom line is, we daven at any, whether it's Erev Shabbos or even during the week, any time that we daven before Tzeis, we have to relearn Kriya Shema. When you're saying Kriya Shema after Tzeis, whether it's because you're davening Ma'ariv after Tzeis, or you're just saying it again because you daven Ma'ariv before Tzeis, you have to have in mind to be Yotzev Mitzvah Saseh of Kriya Shema. When you daven Ma'ariv before Tzeis, you should specifically have in mind, I'm not being yotzei the mitzvah, so we shouldn't be yotzei b'al Tosef on reading Kriya Shema an extra time when it's not negeya. Okay, let's start with Sif Beis over here. Also, lahasto lecho chatzi shah samach lizman Kriya Shema shel Arvis. Once it comes the time of Kriya Shema, meaning Tzeis, you're not allowed to start a meal. V'imhisu lechel achet shegi zmanai, if you started after the zman came already, so you have to stop your meal. And then you are going to go ahead and afterwards, now you're going to go ahead and daven your regular ma'ariv later on. So again, he said, half hour before you shouldn't start a meal. If you started the meal after already this man came, you have to be mafsik and read Kriya Shema, and then you can daven later on. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll get to the Ramah. Also, a has of a time, Shemi Yamashak Misudase. Maybe your meal is going to take too long. Umisam, Mishtaka, Dezegam Beshena, you might fall asleep. The Yishkach Likros Kriya Shema, you're going to forget to read Kriya Shema. Bafila Lethal Kimas, even to eat a small amount. We call Makam to Ima Baumaj, meaning Paris, just to have a snack, a taste. I fill a paspik, a bear, up to a bear. Shari, it is Mutta. Lethal, Chen Lishan, you can't go to sleep. I fill a Daita Rak Lishan Kima, once it's a half hour before taste, even if you plan on just taking a short nap, you shouldn't do it. All those things, starting to take a haircut, going into the factory, all those things you can't do a half hour before. This causes you to accidentally forget and not daven. Once it came to time, but of course you know how to stop. The El Yerab mitzad lahatavahem koydim shegiyaz man kriya shema. The El Yerab says that if it's not yet this man, he's matter. To learn a half hour before you're allowed to. The Gemara says a guy comes home from work. He should go into the Beis HaKnesses. In Raga Likros Kairiv, he's able to read Chumash. He should read it. Lishnois, he can read Mishnah. So there's a need to learn before you daven. Once this man Kriya Shema, also Afluimak Shumispal beBeis HaBiyachid. If you're alone. If you tell your friend who's not learning, she has Gereni, she is foul, then is Mutter. So here, then, if you made yourself a reminder, then it is Mutter. So here comes in, he starts introducing once again this idea that he have a reminder that should remind you. We're going to talk a little bit more about the reminders in a little bit. We spoke about it already, but we'll talk more a little bit about who has to be the reminder, has to be a gadol, or alarm clocks, and things like that. Chatzi shoy said a half hour. That's a taz. The hakav is ever like boy elishir muet only a little bit. Achrayin maskim lepiskei shachnarach the chol the leka elichatzi shoy osel haskalecha. It's only half hour to his man. You shouldn't start to eat. Then big shmeyachet she has granny lispal like isur laskalecha. Once again, the reminder. Avol kishekvar higias man kriya shema. If it fill the kishekvar kriya shema. So if you have a reminder, you are allowed to start. So I just want to read you over here, and then we'll stop for the day. L'inyan shayim ma'ayir. What about an alarm clock? Das hagoyin of shayim zamin orbach shemoyel rak legabi issa achila kardem atvila. This works to not eat. So if I want to eat before davening, so as long as I may set myself an alarm clock to daven, I will legabi issa shein aloy moyel. He says, let's say I want to take a nap before I eat. He said that a alarm clock doesn't help. As we know, the alarm clock will wake you up, and you'll hit the off button. You're going to fall back asleep. You go back into sleep. Okay? He says, putting a, tying a string around your finger, that doesn't help. That's according to Rav Shlomo Zalman. So he says an alarm clock works for other things, for eating, taking care, going to take a haircut. So set yourself an alarm clock that you have to daven, say Kriya Shema and set Maariv. So you'll have a reminder. But for sleeping, it doesn't work. And a simon in your packet, it doesn't work. He holds that for sleeping, even alarm clock world, it got, it works. So we have different sheetahs here. Rav told me that he thinks he does say that it's okay to rely on alarm clock. However, we see that we have these different sheetahs, but again, it's a sleeping, there's a machlokes. Rav Voz is the most thumradik. He says that it doesn't help. I'm sorry, Rav Nisgrel says that it doesn't help at all for anything. However, you have Rav Shlomo Zalman or Rav Yashiv who hold that if you want to eat supper, you want to take care of other things, you have your time that you're going to go daven. Again, we have a set time to go daven that also potentially helps because you're not going to forget then. But even if you don't have a set time, you daven a different minute each time. You should program a calendar reminder every night that when I started learning this, I put it into my phone. Every night at 11 o'clock, I have a reminder that goes off. Just in case I was running late and I didn't daven yet, I know that I had a reminder. Since I have a reminder, I'm allowed to take care of what I have to go to a simcha. You want to eat supper, you want to take care of something, you have the reminder, you're able to do it. To go for a nap, that's the biggest problem to do before. Okay, stop over here. And Yetzer Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.